Alright. Ah. Welcome back to Fat Thoughts. This is episode 6.
Episode 6. Starting topic. Circumcision? I'll let you take that.
Alright. Yeah, how is it being circumcised?
I think the bigger question is how is it being circumcised? Because I lack equipment. I lack experience. What is the circumcision life like?
I feel like it's better.
You feel like it's better?
Like hand jobs and
I could see that. Yeah, because like the foreskin is kind of a natural lubricant. But yeah. What about schmegma?
Smegma? It's all right. It's like, I feel like it adds more feeling to it. I feel like, honestly.
You feel like schmegma adds feeling?
Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting. Schmegma as lubricant. Never thought of that.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I could definitely see that. Like, I feel like, it, you know, the foreskinless, the circumcised life is definitely far more lonely.
Well, how is the circumcised life?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like my dick looks better.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like my dick looks nice. Like once you put the skin back, you're like, oh, ooh.
Yeah. I get you. Yeah, man. I always think it's really interesting that, you know, so obviously... The circumcision was first a thing, you know, with, you know, ancient Jewish peoples and whatnot. Really? But then how it became sort of a modern norm.
Yeah.
Even outside of Christianity. And not even just Christianity, but Judaism and then Christianity is just because it's like originally how it was like, you know, turn of the century in like 18th to 1900s, so 19th and 20th century, it was to prevent masturbation.
Really?
Taking someone's foreskin, they couldn't masturbate anymore. But that's a fucking lie, because I'd be busting nuts.
I was masturbating, because, like, I'm probably used to it, because, like,
yeah,
I got
you're
the
used
skin.
To, yeah, you're used to using
skin. But, like, you literally got to lube that bitch up.
Nah, bro. Dry rub.
What the fuck? What?
Dry stroke. Because it's about, because, I mean, I'm not jerking, like, the head of my dick. Honestly, I don't like stuff being done to my head. Like, when I'm getting my dick sucked, and she's just sucking on the head, bro. Like, I can't fucking stand that.
Really?
Because it feels like I'm gonna pee.
It feels like I'm gonna piss.
And I just have to shove her head down. It's not because I want to. I don't want to be a head pusher. But it's like, I'm sick of saying every 30 seconds, it feels like I'm gonna piss.
Yeah, dude, I get that feeling.
It's like, I'm not saying you gotta deep throat me, man. Like, honestly, like, deep throating is erotic in the action, but not really in the sensation. You don't feel anything extra. If anything, it's kind of empty, because you just kind of hit the back of the throat, and you're like, huh, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if you can just suck the midline of the dick.
Have you ever gotten your ball sucked?
Yeah.
Really? I've never gotten my ball sucked.
It feels really great. It gets you super hard.
Oh, man, I need to get my ball sucked.
Cold stuff on your balls also feels really good.
Let's get into
that. I've also met girls who, like, cold stuff on their clits.
Oh, yeah. I love
like an ice cube. I once had an ice cube in my mouth when I ate a girl out, and friggin' she's crazy about that.
Because it's more sensitive to it.
So
yeah.
It adds a better sensation.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder how it'd be if we never used money, like paper, as a way of money and profit.
As a medium of currency?
Yeah, as a medium of currency, because...
What would we use instead?
Chickens.
Chickens?
Animals, food.
If we had only stayed tradesmen, yeah. Our society would be far less developed.
But would it be better?
No. Well, actually, that's a good question. I guess the question is modernity and capitalism... You know, obviously, it is clearly the most successful method we have monetarily, but, you know, do we need that? Is our happiest life our village life?
Exactly.
Is it our happiest life when we were fucking hunter-gatherers, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man. I've been to Mexico, Loacana. It's like, I kind of say it would be a poor place, but,
yeah.
Like, they're just out there living, striving.
Yeah.
You know, man, they don't worry about that shit. Like, they already got their home.
It's home, family, it's work, it's food on the table, you know?
It's life.
That's fucking life. I want that, dude. Like, I think about that all the time. Like, you know, if I ever, like, really get to the point where... Because I'm too much of a pussy, I think, to ever kill myself.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm definitely capable of being frequently depressed enough to seriously contemplate suicide.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't kill myself just for the sake of my own parents. I wouldn't put them through that grief. I can't imagine.
Yeah, dude, I've had those thoughts.
Outliving your child.
I've had those thoughts.
Yeah, big time. And, but I think if it ever gets really so bad, I'm saying fuck it. I'm taking my life savings and I'm moving to Mexico or like Africa, like somewhere where fucking you can just be like a village man grinding.
I've always had the idea.
Substitarian lifestyle, yes.
Of moving to Hawaii or an island out there.
Yeah.
And just I have my cabin on the beach and I'm just living. I'm fishing for my own food. I got a fishing boat, out there fishing, surfing, in the sand.
I think I'd get too lonely on an island.
Well, I wouldn't be lonely. There'd be people there. It's not like I'd be alone. There'd be people there and my friends.
Well, I mean, even still, I want to be connected to the mainland. I'd feel too disconnected from the world. Already then I would, you know. Because obviously I'm not taking my phone fucking with me. I'm talking about like the clothes on my back and all the money I have.
That's it.
I'm going out. I'm buying me a little like sheet metal shack, adobe clay, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm fucking living my life and I'm becoming like a master chef.
Master chef.
Yeah, like I'm gonna learn everyone's like super ancient village cooking secrets to make wicked awesome cheese.
That'd be so dope, man.
Barbecue like a god.
You make that food outside. You cook that shit out there. You got a brick oven out there, man.
Exactly.
That's what you fucking use. That's the way to live life. Not out of that bullshit. You know they made I forgot what civilization was, but they would actually build huts out of mud, stick, and just leaves.
Yeah. That was the fucking... fucking like the Incas, man.
The Incas?
Adobe. My dad was crazy about that stuff. Adobe. Fucking architecture.
Yeah.
That's like mud, clay, brick building and whatnot. You use sticks to support beams and whatnot. I could build a fucking Adobe house.
I feel like we could... If we really had to, we probably could just... Our instincts would just kick in.
I wonder if I would be happier. Like, what circumstance, what situation, what environment do I have to be in where I am happy? Is it with my family? Because my sister lives in fucking England, you know? I see my brother a couple times a year. I see my dad a couple times a year. I knew they wouldn't come out and visit me, not because they didn't want to, but just because, you know, they got life going on, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that what I'm missing? Is that what I'm lacking? Is that what I care about? Do I want to be away from society at large? Do I want to live as a villager? Or would I be depressed in my solitude? Because even the fucking mountain men, after year-long expeditions of just living in the mountains, hunting all day, talking to themselves, they'd still go into town because they still need conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I would live in total exile from any and all people, but clearly if I'm disconnected from the world in a sophisticated sense... You know, I don't have access to the internet, my phone.
Would you find yourself? What if that would help you find yourself?
Yeah. I think if I did that, I'd probably just grow mushrooms and trip all the time.
That'd be awesome. I feel like I'd use that to actually help me find myself. Find what my true passions are. Because I don't know what my true passions are. I'm just trying to just live into the day. I don't know what socks or shoes.
Because, like, clothes I'm gonna put cause on like my back. Facts, I'm the best with facts.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be fucking famous, dude.
I know, dude.
I want to be fucking rich and famous. I want everyone to hear what I got to say.
I want to have that fucking stupid ass money, bro. I can just buy whatever I want.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, well, I mean, obviously the money is also a part of it, but like the bigger fact is I just want to fucking, I want to be known, man.
You want to be known?
I want bitches to want to know me.
Yeah, dude. I always kind of imagine the party life, the party style. Got bitches, got champagne, got drinks. Fucking right when we arrive, bro, that's when the fucking party starts.
Yeah.
The party animals.
So how do you switch the flavor on that?
It's right here. Just do that and then switch.
Yeah.
I think I switched it. You showed me it. You'd have to sustain yourself from nicotine too out there. See? Nice. Well, I don't know, man. I wanna live life. I wanna be the happiest I can be and not have to stress about it.
Yeah.
That's the way to live. Yeah. But is it with money and fame? Or is it being not known and just us down? You're with civilization, you're with the other people, like you said, out there, religion, just living life. You're cooking food out there. And is that the way to live? Or is it with the party, the bitches,
yeah,
the drugs, fucking the big ass mansion in the Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I keep telling myself that at some point I want to be totally sober. Nothing.
Yeah,
I don't want anything, you know. You know, maybe that's some kind of mild addiction. Maybe it's because I started smoking when I was too young.
Well, yeah. I want to quit drugs too, but like, and smoking, but like, bro, that literally runs in my family, man.
Mm. Like, same here, dude. There's some serious alcoholics.
Yeah, dude. It runs in your
family. Up the line. Yeah. I know everyone in my family is super depressed, super low dopamine, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I spent summers jerking off. All day, every single day, I didn't want to fucking do anything else.
But you're getting... That's what jerking off does. It fucking gets you addicted to that dopamine sense in your brain. And that's why you gotta stop jerking off. It grows your confidence.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better about yourself.
It does.
Helps you look better.
But then that's the thing, you know? Then you're on top of the world, and you feel fucking good. You feel confident, and you're like, oh, you know what could make me feel even better?
What?
Is if I nutted. Is if I had nicotine. Is if I had all these other things. Yeah, that would make it.
Dude.
I'm happy now, but I could be even happier.
That's how I always feel with nicotine.
This is trap. It's a cycle of despair.
But, I don't know. What if you just have an addiction to having to feel something?
Yeah, exactly. To feel something.
You have to feel something. And that's why, I think that's why people cut themselves. Because they need some. That's their resources. That's their source. I'm feeling something.
That's something I've never quite understood. You know, I've always wondered. I can explain it of how I understand other people wanting that kind of, you know, to feel something.
Yeah.
To not be so numb, so hollow.
I'm contemplating. Like, I've had a blade and I felt it against my skin. But I'm like, to cut it and like make yourself bleed.
Yeah.
Like, that's pain right
there. There's one time where I slit my palm with some kitchen scissors. I don't fucking know why. I was like 10. But it was like that same mentality. I was just like, I just want to feel something. I've been horny my whole life. I've been addicted my whole life without any kind of substance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been addicted to something. There's always been something addicted to. I was gonna say something, but I fucking forgot it from my mind, dude. I fucking hate when that happens.
Yeah.
You got a thought, and then right there, boom, it disappears. Yeah. And you have no trace of it. You think it has just something to do with your memory, or like your brain? Because how can like a topic just disappear from your brain like
that's simply short-term memory. You know, short-term memory only extends to 30 seconds. Yeah. People think of short-term memory as like, oh, you told me something 5 minutes ago, I forgot. Nah, the dog, that was long-term memory.
Damn, dude. Yeah. I want to like... There's gotta be a way to like change your short-term memory, cause I know I have short-term memory, but I want to be able to absorb more. Like what I've been saying, I want to be able to absorb more information, and be able to memorize it and like to bring it up as a topic, cause I find it very interesting. But then I'll always forget like those details in the story.
Yeah, there's this guy. He was a composer, and I don't know if he had some kind of degenerative disorder in his brain, or if he got in a accident or something, but fucking he lost his ability to not access his long-term memory, but I think it was to develop new memories. So he was like basically stuck in this goldfish cycle of short-term memory. So he's like 20 years he's been like this, right?
Yeah.
And every single day he calls his wife crying every day, and he hasn't spoken to her in years and years and years and years, because that's the way he feels. Because it's like, oh my gosh, my wife, like, you know, he every 5 minutes he realizes he's in a home. He's like, I want to call my wife. And he calls his wife crying, telling her how much he loves her.
Damn.
And whatnot. And it's like, that's rough on that guy, but imagine how it is being, you know, his wife. Because she has to have moved on in some way, you know? You can't be, you can't have a normal, intimate relationship with someone who can't develop memories, you know? And, man, just the toll of that. That'd be incredible.
Must be tiring.
Yeah.
How she feels. I wonder what she says.
What does she say?
Because he's pouring his soul out to her.
Yeah.
Damn. That would be finding your life, your fucking, your life partner. Sometimes I just want to be, sometimes I want to fuck bitches, but sometimes I want someone.
Oh yeah, I'm on the, up with. I'm on the hunt for wifey, bro.
Yeah, dude. But like,
I want a bad bitch. Fucking, I can talk to for the rest of my life.
I always think that for like, we're young, and there's all these, there's all these other bitches, man.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, you should definitely not be in a rush.
Yeah.
But
if you find that,
I'll be damned if I constantly trick myself into a fantasy where, oh, this girl that I'm talking to, she's the one. What if she's the one? What if, like, this is the start of our relationship? What if this is the start of what we tell our kids, you know? Because I want kids.
Yeah.
Man, I want a daughter.
Really?
I don't know what it is, but I really want my firstborn child to be a daughter.
Huh. I don't mind be a boy. Oh, but what if your daughter... Okay. This question is not to offend anybody, but...
Would you rather have a gay son or a thought daughter?
Yes.
Thought daughter.
Thought daughter.
Yeah, but I really, straight up, do not want a gay son.
But that daughter, bro, she's bringing a guy different... She's bringing multiple guys, bro. She's bringing the whole football team over the night. And, like, fuck. Like,
you okay, already... if that's a... If she's, like... If it's, like, a problem...
Like, she's
as
getting
in, like,
trained,
as in she...
dog. She's getting fucking trained, man.
I'd rather have I guess I would rather have a modest, respectable gay son than a thought daughter.
I'd be like...
You know?
I'd be happy if he came to me and said
also,
that.
Also, this is my... I am pro slut shaming. Okay?
Really?
I am pro slut shaming. I'll tell you why.
I like sluts.
I mean, I like sluts in the sense that I want to fucking bang every woman I can, but I'm against the idea of that kind of indulgence and immorality and whatnot. And, you know, I heard it put in this one way, and I thought it was fucking genius. A key that opens every lock is a master key. But a lock that is opened by many keys is a shitty lock. And it's fucking true. Because, and I also heard this other explanation. We're talking about, you know, the nature of human mating is that of that men are suitors. Men have to prove something in order to win over a female. You know, it's like, hey, I'm funny, I'm attractive, I have power, I have money, I have influence, whatever it may be that makes girls go goo goo gaga, you know?
Yeah.
And a girl who's fucking easy to, you know, accept and whatnot, she's too much of a yes man. Her filter for who she finds as a selectable suitor is low. That's fucking... Not low. It's not necessarily a self-esteem thing. It's not necessarily a you can't that you, like you're dumb or whatever. But you're a yes man. You're inviting this kind of, you know, profanity and debaucherism into your life and whatnot. And for men, why it's much more, you know, famous. They're like, oh, why is it the guys can sleep with bunch of girls and, you know, everyone's like, huzzah, but when girls do it, they're a slut. It's because, yeah, she's a fucking slut and that guy's a fucking a smooth-tongued devil, man. Like, you said yes. It's not like we applaud rapists. We applaud guys who consensually bagged you.
Respect the game.
And it's like, and if you're a girl who's just saying yes to everyone, you're easy. You're not respectable. If you're a guy and you're pulling bitches like that, like, super easy, that means you're fucking good. That means you've got a that means you've got skill.
That's true.
It doesn't take skill as a woman to bang hella dudes.
Yeah, that's true. Because I read that men fuck who they can and women fuck who they choose.
Exactly. Exactly. Not to say that women don't attempt to go after guys who aren't interested. Of course that happens. Of course that happens. But we're going to split that up. It's like a fucking 80-20 women select men go after. You know?
Yeah.
Ratio of what's likely to happen.
Yeah. That's true. We need to get that host of Call Her Daddy, because I bet she'd have opinions on this ideas. Give her side of the story.
Yeah.
So hit us up, Call Her Daddy.
Hit us up, Call Her Daddy.
Let's do a fucking...
I won't call you daddy. I probably don't want to fuck you, because you probably got chlamydia.
Let's do a...
You're probably bad, though.
What's it called? A feature? No.
Collab?
Let's do a collab.
Let's do a collab.
Alright.
Hey, we got 6 episodes on this podcast, bitch. Like, come on the fucking show.
We blowing up. Be part of the show before it gets too blown up.
Exactly.
That's how we get that famous.
That's it.
What? Like, I love sluts, but I would not love to date a slut.
Explain. You love sluts. Explain.
Because, like, those girls are easy. Like, I'm just trying to fuck girls. Now I can just fuck girls. Because, like, sluts are easy. Well, like, if I date a girl that I've known has been with many guys, like you said,
she...
a key that opens many locks is a good key for a lock. That's, like, it's all my many keys is a shitty lock.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, I'll be honest, like, my wife, she ain't gonna be a slut.
Yeah, exactly.
She ain't gonna be a whore.
She's gonna absolutely be a good wife.
Not. Cause that, yeah. Cause, no, it's also a insecurity thing of, like, not insecurity, but if you've been with hella guys, like, maybe I'm not the best you've been with. And I wanna be the best you've been with. You know what I mean?
I gotta make sure my fuck game is.
I wanna fucking, yeah, I wanna fucking, like,
5 star.
I wanna hear you scream my name and be like, I never gotten dick like this before.
Be addicted to this sex.
You addicted to the sex, let's put a baby in you.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you want a fucking baby. You wanna make this shit last forever.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about, like, with Bia. I bet she fucking sucks at sex because she got no motivation because she takes too much dick. You know, it's like, it's whatever to her. You're one in a million.
Oh, and but, I bet girls that take a lot of dick, like, they have that fake moan too.
Yeah.
And with, like, the girls that don't, you're like, that's just, like, sensation. Yeah. Especially if you know your dick's big, you're like, all right, yeah, I'm not normal beating those fucking guts.
Yeah.
Like, all right, bitch, let's see you scream.
Yeah.
So she a slut. I've seen her. I'm pretty sure plenty of people have seen her nudes.
Oh, hundreds. Literal hundreds.
They were trading cards. Remember when nudes were like trading cards in high school?
Man, I'm proud of this. I've never asked for nudes.
Okay.
I've received nudes from fucking, you know.
Yeah.
The girls I've been with. But,
I respect that.
But it's only after the fact I've been with them. Like, that's not part of the flirt game. Because it's like, if you want me to send a picture of them titties and bring them titties over here, let me suck on them, bitch. You know?
Yeah. All right. Like, begged. I've seen messages where guys, like, beg. You know, like, they try to get it, like, really hard. And, like, bro, like, if you don't gonna get it, don't try to force her giving it to you. You gotta make it comfortable and shit. Can't be like, oh shit, you ain't gonna do this for me.
Exactly.
Can't be a little bitch. Gotta be making comfortable and shit. Gotta be I feel like a lot of my jokes, because I know a lot of my jokes are funny with the boys, but I don't know if they'd be funny with, like, girls.
Yeah, that's also one of the things, man. I'm trying to find a girl with the same sense of humor. Yeah, that's really hard. Because I feel like, yeah, guys and girls' sense of humor is fundamentally different. They find things funny in completely different ways.
Like, I don't know if this girl's gonna find it funny or she's gonna be like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Like, okay, drop me home.
Yeah, man.
Want another claw?
Yeah.
I already drank another one.
Yeah.
How much is it left? Oh, there's one left.
One left?
There's one left. You want to split it?
Yeah.
Alright.
So I must have had...
Bro, probably had six then. We drank. I drank two. You're about to drink two.
Because I drank two that one night.
Five in total. So you actually drank about fucking seven.
So I drank two and I drank five the other day.
Damn.
I didn't feel like I drank five. I drank five over a larger period of time. And most of the time when I get like fucking drunk off five, it's because I slammed five in like 30 minutes.
Damn.
You know?
That's how I want to stop. I don't know how people shotgun. So I remember I would be able to shotgun fucking shit so fast. Well, now I can't do it anymore. I'm like, how the fuck do guys do it? Like, do they just take out, like, take fucking big chugs of it?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen guys take, like, three or two. And I'm like, what the
I always think about this one video. I saw this guy's at this party or whatever, and he literally grabs this entire full bottle of Fireball. It's one of those, like, smaller, like, maybe, like, eight, 10 fluid ounces, and just fucking flips it upside down, drinks the entire thing. Fireball, bro. And this girl's literally just staring at him like, awestruck, like, what the fuck, like, how? And I'm like, yeah, how?
I don't know. I think I could down a bottle, honestly, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I think I could do it.
Nah.
Man, I could down at least a half.
That burning is too much.
For tequila, I think I just used to it because I, like, at family parties and, like, holidays, like, my cousins, like, we fucking, it's shot, man. They got the bottles ready in the fridge. And I'm like, I remember on Thanksgiving, I took, like, about, I think, 12 shots. I was, like, fine still, bro.
Really?
Yeah, dude, because I was taking them down like water.
Damn.
Like, holy shit, man. Because I remember one time I drank a Four Loko Black and I took, like four shots. Dude, I was fucking gone.
I want that Four Loko flashlight so bad.
You ever have a Four Loko?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hunter likes it, and I think Sergio doesn't mind it, but, dude, I fucking hate them, dude. Like, that shit's ass, bro. I don't fucking, like, I chug.
What do they taste like?
It you can taste, like, the flavor because they have strawberry and all those.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can hella taste the alcohol, like, that hard liquor in it.
What's the, like, what percentage is it?
I think it's 8%.
8%?
Normally they're 8%, but they have cans that go up to 12%. They're called, like, Four Loko Black and Four Loko Gold.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Four Loko Gold is the 12% one. And the Four Loko Black is like 11 or 10. I've chugged the Four Loko Black before, and I've chugged the Four Loko, just a normal strawberry one. I fucking threw up right after, bro. I don't even know why I chugged them. I was like, fuck you. But nah, I would never chug those again, dude. Because throwing up, bro, like, you throw up chunks, man. Throwing up alcohol is the worst, bro.
It's fucking awful when it comes out your nose and it burns.
And it's all fucking chunky too. Like, where the fuck do these chunks come from?
I know, man. I remember I was at my girlfriend's a while ago and I drank like six mics.
Damn.
Like, all within a very short span of time. Fucking clapped her cheeks, you know. I was drunk and I was super horny and fucking just sex in her little hole. And then, like, sometime in the middle of the night, I just got up and was like, oh, I feel fucking awful. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to throw up. No, I don't want to throw up. I don't want, you know, you try to fight it. Yeah. You're like, you finally give in. Second you give in.
It's like, I know, fuck it. Fuck, I got to prepare for this shit.
Yeah.
There's been times where I'm like,
oh, and that shit was chunky. That shit was like, that shit came out like mashed potatoes with the skins on.
There's been times where, like, I know I'm going to throw up. I'm like, fuck, I got to take a shower so nobody hears this shit. I'm just in the shower puking, blasting music. I'm like, fuck, blah.
Yeah. Oh, and I drink water right after, you know, to cleanse my palate. And also, you know, filling your stomach with water is good. Threw up that water right after. But that actually kind of felt good to get out. Like, you know, because it was like a rinse.
Yeah, okay.
And then I didn't drink anything. I didn't, like, eat or drink anything for, like, the rest of the day.
I fucking hate hangovers, man. I've had, like, two.
Yeah.
Those were the worst, bro. Like, water tasted so bad.
Really?
I didn't want to eat. I didn't even want to get up. I'm like, fuck this.
Man. I don't think I've ever been hungover.
Really?
I've had, like, a very, very mild headache. Yeah, never hungover.
Thank goodness. I know
there's... Jesus Christ, wood.
There's a drink you can make for hangovers. And
there's tons of cures for...
Pretty nasty one.
That's the interesting thing about alcohol, is that the only cure for a hangover, proper cure, is more alcohol.
Really?
Yeah. I've got the, like, chemical explanation for that, but, like, it's basically because, like, yeah, something about it. I know, like, things that are usually caffeinated, like coffee and all that,
is helps.
Oh, I
caffeine
know that.
Helps. Yeah.
No wonder people drink coffee and chills.
Mm-hmm. We got the shades on. So I think I'm hungover.
I had no idea how coffee could help you. I've had days where like I know I'm gonna drink the next day, and I'm like, fuck, I can't drink today. Fuck that. But I didn't know that helped you.
Yeah.
Like when I get hungover, bro, I'm like, fuck it, I'm done with alcohol. Fuck that, I'm not doing it. And then I'm at it again.
Ever.
But yeah, when alcohol runs, like if it's in your blood, bro, that's hard to quit.
Yeah.
Cause like, fuck it. Just fuck it.
Yeah.
Like let's get drunk or let's get tipsy. Cause my uncles, bro, when I was in Mexico, man, they drank hard, bro.
Damn.
They drink hard. But I think that's understandable because, like, they're in the fields all day.
Yeah.
Or working hard, bro, and you're like, oh, now it's the night.
Yeah, it's the night. It's time to get fucking drunk.
Yeah, dude.
Forget about how bad your body hurts. I respect that grind, man.
Yeah, dude, that's the grind, bro. That's the fucking grind. I respect those hard workers, man, that work, like, nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's one of those workers. Mm-hmm. He'll like, work nonstop. Like, when it's his days off, bro, just does nothing, man.
Yeah.
He's just on the couch all day watching TV.
Yeah.
I'm like,
damn. And it's earned, bro. It's earned.
I'm like, damn.
That's man. Why, yeah. And it feels so good when you do it like that. When it's like, when you've been doing nothing and you continue to do nothing, you feel worthless.
Yeah.
But when you've been fucking slaving away, it's your day off, it's like, bitch, it's my fucking day off.
I don't gotta do shit,
I'm gonna be anywhere.
Yeah. I just fucking be lazy, not do anything.
Exactly, bro.
Just let the day go by.
Exactly.
That's what we gotta grind, man. Gotta grind and get famous. We gotta start taking this serious.
Yeah.
And maybe give it a year. I wanna give it a year. And see if we can actually blow up from this shit.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We gotta get hella people. Because I really think that's what makes it. You know, it's like two people can have a great podcast, but you get fucking four in there and the conversation doesn't end.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
Well, that's what also
sucks. And I definitely fucking feed off other people's energy, you know? So it's like someone comes in there, fucking hyped as shit, we gonna be hyped as shit.
Yeah, bro, we got fucking, let's see what you got, bro. What are your fat thoughts?
My fat thoughts? Right now?
Right now, alright. Well, let's hear them.
No, well, I don't have any fat thoughts, bro.
You don't have any fat thoughts?
This thought's kind of skinny.
These thoughts kind of skinny, damn. Huh? I always want to do a podcast on life. Let's talk about that shit.
Okay. We've been talking about life.
Yeah, but life is like...
Like, what do you mean? Like, you tell me?
Well...
You know what you want, man. What do you want?
What I want is I want to just be to live life stress-free. But there's other people that need to, like, find a meaning in their life. Some people chose, like, to do psychedelics or drugs to add, like, something to their life. And then some people, and they fucking grind. Like, they fucking try to live their life to the best. Like, this is their one life. They don't know if they get a redo.
Right.
Like, they're trying to fucking live this shit. And, like, damn, bro. That's how I want to be. Like, this is our only life, dude. We gotta fucking try to live this to the best we can.
Yeah.
And fucking, there will be mistakes. You got your ups and downs. But, like, as long as you learn from those mistakes and you continue to grow, mm-hmm. instead of fucking try to steep down. Because I've had some days where I'm like, where I've had, like, bad memories or some shit. I'm like, fuck. Like, why did I do that? Why did I do this? But then I think about it, I'm like, well, I can learn from these.
Exactly.
I can make sure not to do the same mistakes I have done.
There's this famous quote by this guy who I can't remember, but it's, no more can I remember the meals that I've eaten, nor the books I have read. Mm. Nonetheless, they have made me what I am.
Mm. That's why I want to read more books, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
I've gotten hella books recently, and I'm into fucking learning. I love learning, you know?
Can I borrow some books from you?
Yeah, bro.
I've seen some really interesting books that I would like to read that are in your room.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there's some big ones that, you know, I can't tackle all right off the bat and stay entertained with. Like, the new mind-body science of depression.
Yeah.
That shit is a fucking textbook on depression.
Damn, bro.
That shit is amazing. And it's really incredible, the stuff it says.
I've dealt with depression, because depression runs in my family.
Yeah.
But when I, like, depression comes, because I've had it really bad, like, especially in high school. But when it, like, comes to now, like, I'm like... I don't want to say it like this, but, like, I feel like a bitch when I try to, like, let anxiety and depression control me.
Right. I'm like, yeah, no, absolutely.
Fuck this shit.
And that should be your response. I feel like, okay, there's a difference between telling someone that, you know, the cure to their problem is just, oh, grow up, man up. Because, like, that's more than often that's not the case. You can't fix it with attitude, you know? It's something chemical.
Yeah.
Or it's, there's this one book I also want to read. It's called The Myth of Mental Illness. It was written in the 60s. I think it speaks especially largely to our time. And it talks about how, you know, the author kind of cast doubt on a plague of mental illness. That, moreover, it's people not knowing how to live their life right. If you don't wake up in the morning... If you don't have breakfast, if you don't exercise, if you don't have work, if you don't have meaningful, intimate relationships, family members, a spouse, children, etc., if you don't have those things, damn right you're going to be depressed, damn right you're going to be anxious because you ain't living your life fucking right, you know? And it's like, amen, amen. Like, I'm not anxious because that's my biochemistry. I'm anxious because I'm worried. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Damn right I don't know what the fuck I'm doing because I'm not doing anything fucking right. You know? Or damn right I'm gonna be depressed because every day I sleep until noon, I jerk off and fucking eat junk food and fucking smoke vape till my throat's sore and get high till I'm numb. You know? That's the reason I'm depressed. And yet I try to use that as the cure to my depression. Oh, I need rest. I need to, you know, not tax myself. I'm already under a lot of pressure. Bull fucking shit. You under your own pressure, man. And
yeah, dude. Yeah, man.
And, oh, well, that's what I was going to say. It's like, you can't necessarily tell people, like, oh, you just need to grow up and live your life right. But at the same time, your response should be to doubt that. It should be like, man, fuck this. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to sit here and let myself feel the things I'm feeling. Maybe that's what I'm honestly feeling, and... indulging in that is indulgence in an honest way I feel, but that's not the honest way you are. Your identity is not depression. Your identity is not anxiety. Your identity is not your issues. Your identity is the beautiful human being you were born to be. That's the glory that you were God-given when you were put on this earth.
Yeah, bro, exactly.
Like, that's what you carry in your spirit. That's what you carry in your soul. That's what you carry by the physical body you own and the life you have the power to decide and to shape in what you want it to be.
Yeah, that shit does not control you.
Exactly.
You can fucking build
like
that.
That shit controls you, but that shit does not control you.
It's a part of you. You gotta accept that.
It's a part of you. And yeah, exactly. You accept that. You know, many great and wise people. I feel like even to myself, you know, the great deal of sadness I have experienced in my life has made me who I am.
Yeah.
But my character, my soul, is not that of a sad person. People are not my friend. People don't love me because I'm sad. People love me because I bring them joy. People love me because I can excite them.
Yeah,
because
dude.
I have the potential to be a good person.
Yeah, dude. And that the first step is accepting yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you don't accept yourself, like, you can't expect everybody to accept you. But the number one rule is accepting yourself. Like, you gotta understand who you are. This is what you are. This is what makes me me. And then you be who you are. You be who you were meant to be.
Exactly.
You don't let anxiety, depression, all that stuff control you. You grow from that. You learn from that. You use that and you absorb that.
Exactly.
And that's what creates you. And then you can start enjoying the things that you love to do.
Exactly.
Be with the people.
You are robbing yourself of the life you should be living when you let yourself take yourself seriously.
Yeah, dude.
Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi said, if I took myself too seriously, I would have killed myself a long time ago.
Exactly.
Fucking Gandhi said that, bro. Gandhi was depressed. And you know what he said? He said, don't take yourself too seriously, okay? Yeah, your life feels like shit, but you got the worst life? No, you fucking don't.
You don't got
bro,
the worst
life. Bro, you wake
life.
Up every day in a bed. You wake up every day, or downstairs there's a fridge full of food.
You got food.
You got the fucking got internet in your pocket, live. Bro. You got friends you care about. You got people you can blow up, and maybe they don't fucking respond to you, and that's why the fuck you're depressed, okay?
Yeah. But
fuck those people.
Like, fuck
and,
that.
And fuck taking your issues seriously.
Enjoy your fucking life. Is do it? What you want to yeah. do. Don't give a fuck
yeah.
what anybody like, got to say about it.
You know, people may say that non-addressing that, oh, that's a problem. You know, you need to get that fixed. It's like, nah, man. Nah, fuck that.
I'm not going to let that I don't want, shit th- control
that,
me.
I don't want that shit to control me. I'm not going to let that shit get to me.
That's not who the fuck I am. This exactly. is who the fuck I am.
Exactly. You know?
Like, that's it, man. You just gotta not give a fuck. Like, what you told me, how I was talking to my sister earlier, mm-hmm. and she was trying to say, oh, what are gonna people think of what you're wearing or all that? I'm like, I don't give a fuck what people think. I'm pretty sure people don't even fucking notice me. Like, they don't give a fuck what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I care?
Exactly.
Like, they got their own lives to live. They don't give a fuck what some fucking 18-year-old yeah. is wearing, what they're doing.
Your sister would be so much of a nicer person if she wasn't attractive. I'm not gonna lie, your sister's pretty fucking fine.
You think she's attractive?
I think I'd fuck your sister.
Bruh.
I'm gonna tell you right now, because I respect you and you deserve to know that. I would have sex with your sister.
All I gotta say is you got weird interests, man. But you do gotta think for Latinas.
Yeah.
So I guess
she got a cute face and she got a fat ass. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
But
all right.
Also, that being said, the only reason she gets away with that behavior is because she's attractive. You know?
No, fuck that.
No, I'm like, she gets attention from fucking guys. You know that, right?
I know she does, and I think that's such bullshit.
And because she's a fucking awful person, man. That's like, 90% of the... Like, she got a beautiful person under there. She could be a sweet person. I guarantee you she could.
She can. She I does told not, her that.
And she chooses not to because she doesn't have to.
I've told her that. I'm like, I don't know why the fuck you act with me like this. We'll be having arguments, and she'll, like, start recording me or taking photos of me.
Bruh.
And I'll be like...
That shit's fucking stupid.
I'll be like, why the fuck are you recording? You're trying to fucking show this to people?
Jenny's like, retarded,
this
bro.
What the fuck you live, bro? I fucking hate bringing her up. I'll ignore her ass, and she'll start, like... She'll still be trying to fucking, like, say yeah. some shit. And I'm like, nigga, I'm trying to fucking ignore your ass. I don't exactly. know why the fuck you keep talking to me.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell? Get the fuck out of my face.
Exactly.
Like, I don't like talking bad about people, but fuck her. Fuck my sister, man. Honestly. But that's the thing. I don't understand how people, like, talk shit on other people. Like, I've been around people, and they're, like, talking garbage on this other person. And I'm like, I'm not gonna agree or disagree with them. I'll just be saying, like, yeah, all right. Or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, in my head, I'm like, why are you talking crap about this person? I mean, there's other stuff we can talk about. I don't know why this person is so important that you have to be dissing it to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck about this person. I don't care what they're doing. I'm just doing me. I don't know why we're worrying about this person. Well, I guess that's how society is.
Yeah.
Like, they care what... Some people care what other people think. Yeah. But, like, nobody ever stops you from enjoying life or doing enjoyment. And if they do, just cut them off. You don't have to talk to them or anything. Yeah. You're not obligated to talk to them.
Yeah.
And, like, if you don't like them or anything, just cut them off. Like, I've seen some friend groups where, like, I only hang out with this person because I feel bad for him or I feel sorry for him.
Right.
Or, like, I was like, bro, you don't, like, nigga, we're grown up. You don't have a reason to hang out with that person. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
You're not obligated.
You don't owe anything anyone other than basic human respect, okay?
Yeah.
It's like, and fucking hanging out with someone, you pity them?
Like, what's the whole point of hanging out with them?
Exactly. And it's like, yes, there are people who need someone there and yeah. who are just sad sacks, and without it, they would probably kill themselves.
Yeah, dude.
That's like, that's straight up the truth, you know, for some people. But nonetheless, man, it's like, I don't know. Your duty is, it's not your duty to do that. It's like, you can guide someone on how to fix themselves.
Yeah, bro.
Don't
Don't be there and just buy them time.
Yeah, dude. I'd rather someone be honest with me instead of lying. I'd rather them enjoy being around
If you know what I'm doing that's making me fuck up, if you know what I'm doing that's got me in my situation, correct me.
Exactly.
Square away your battle buddies.
Exactly. Fucking exactly. I think I fucking matured a lot more from last summer. I think I talk more frequently, more louder.
You do. You definitely do.
Thank you.
You definitely do. I actually have seriously noticed that, because I remember man, Christian doesn't really talk a whole lot. You don't really say nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you actually speak your mind. And I remember I was saying that to you, I think, before. I was like, you need to speak your mind more often, Christian. You definitely do. I feel like it's a lifelong journey figuring out how to articulate that.
Yeah, dude.
But nonetheless, you know.
Thank you.
Baby steps, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. And that's why you gotta always upgrade your gratitude. Like, I'm grateful for you, for Breck Forever. You guys make me want to better myself. And you're honest with me. That's what I like.
Yeah, of course. Because you deserve that.
Thank you.
Because every person deserves honesty.
Like, everybody, every advice I've taken from everybody, I've taken too. And as you can see, it's been progressing.
Absolutely.
It's been showing.
Bro, and you've been fucking hitting the gym on your own. You've been going more than me, man. And I remember the days when you were like, man, I want to get like you. And now I'm over here like, I want to get like him.
Thank you,
because he stayed with it. It's about frequency. It's about consistency. It's about perseverance, man. And you have that.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate you.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I've used the gym as like, you know, there's some days where like,
oh yeah,
oh, what the fuck am I doing?
It's like, man, I'm never gonna get like that.
Yeah, but
man, I'm fucking small. I'm fucking weak. I'm fucking tired. But you stay there for another 30 minutes.
Yeah, dude.
You crank out them reps. You crank out them sets. You get that little pump going. You earn it.
Yeah,
and
dude.
You see that bad bitch you were looking at in the gym, and you say, one day she gonna think I'm the bad bitch.
Yeah, bro.
One day she gonna be feeding for me. Dude. One day she gonna be looking me up and down.
Dude, that is.
She gonna be asking for my number, because I'm gonna be fine as fuck. You wanna know why I started lifting weights, man? It was to win fights and fucking get bitches.
Dude, that was my reason. That's why I started lifting weights, man. Bitches, man. And,
I've earned a whole lot of other reasons. It instills self-confidence in me. Yeah, it makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
And I'm over here getting fucking big as shit. I got a big dick. I can fucking spit game sometimes, and just for the heck of it, like, yeah, I don't even want anything to come of it. I won't even text the girl, but if that girl shows up again, I'm gonna get her number.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Like, fuck, I remember when I was hitting the gym first, and I felt small, and I'm like. And I was like, I felt unequal to those big guys, those tall big guys.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I was taller, because man, if you fucking tall, you started off.
Yeah, bro.
On a leg.
But now I'm like, oh, fuck this. Like, I'm equal to them. I know I'm fucking buff. I know I have a hot butt. Like, I'm equal to these motherfuckers. I know this girl's checking me out. I know I can fucking spit game. Like,
exactly.
These guys are nothing, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I encourage physical fitness for everyone, because it just makes you feel better about yourself. You know?
Dude.
And I feel like that's honestly the biggest crisis of our generation is low self-esteem.
Yeah, bro. It is, bro. It is.
Man, because I have always felt shitty about myself. I've never thought I'm good enough.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
You know, because we, unlike any other generation prior, have grown up completely enveloped in media, the internet, television, and whatnot, where the only people who make it there are the hyper-talented and the hyper-attractive.
Yeah, but...
And here we are, average fucking Joes, trying to make it out fucking suburban Utah.
But you know what I understand from that, bro? Like, all that shit, it's not just God-given.
They fucking worked for
it. They fucking worked for it, bro. They didn't fucking just get it handed.
This is true.
They earned it, bro. And that's what it is. I used to fucking hate hard work, but now... I'm like, that's what I've been looking for, bro. I don't know where
really?
I put it. Yeah.
I know you.
Oh, it's right there. Oh, yeah, and this is the other half.
Okay. You already drank half?
Yeah. I think I did. I'm not sure.
It feels like you drink more like three quarters. Not three quarters. One quarter. So there's three quarters left.
So is it half? Because I can drink more.
You And also, you know what I appreciate? You're the only freaking other person who's actually hyped, excited, dedicated, motivated to do this fucking podcast, you know?
Thank you.
Like, we're not even saying anything that great. This one's honestly been better. Definitely the second half. It's been better than the most.
Yeah. I think this has been a pretty good podcast.
But it's about the frequency. It's about the consistency. Same as working out. Every workout you have is not life-changing.
Exactly, bro.
It's the sum of the hundreds that make your life different.
Bro, it's because I'm serious about this podcast, man. Honestly, I want it to blow up. Like, I believe, like, what you've told me, that we can honestly blow up if we do, like, start talking big things and interesting topics.
Yeah.
And I've taken that to heart, and I've been trying to, to absorb that and use that.
Yeah.
And be able to do that myself. I actually wanted to do improv, bro.
Yeah, dude. It's a childhood dream that I freaking want to be a stand-up comedian.
Dude, I was thinking about that today, bro. Like, I know there's been, like, some fucking jokes where I just make it up on my, like, right there in the moment. I'm like, I have some funny stories.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm not necessarily fishing for compliments or validation, but it's like I say funny stuff I can go off, right?
Yeah, dude.
You know? And, like, especially when I get, like, physically, you know, and I can animate things and like, you know, put you there. And whatnot, and I definitely got stories to tell, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
dude.
And hey, man, if we move down to Salt Lake, there's a million comedy clubs and whatnot. Like in Ogden, Wise Guys, I've seen some people fucking bomb before, okay?
Really?
Like people who they've never gone up before and whatnot. And like, I have stage fright bad.
Yeah.
Like, man, if you didn't grow up Mormon, you don't know the fucking struggle of giving a talk, okay? You're around all the fucking families. You live by all the fucking little old ladies. You gotta stand up in front of 200 people and talk about Jesus, you know? That shit's nerve-wracking, you know? All eyes on you. And, yeah, man, I fucking hyperventilate like crazy. And that's why, especially, you know, I'm drawn to kind of trying to project myself. That's all you, man.
Oh, all right.
I'm trying to project myself through a medium like a podcast and whatnot. Because I don't have to be in front of a bunch of other people, you know? But there are some times where it's like I've been in a room, you know, maybe half a dozen people. And I'm making them laugh, and I keep on going, and I keep on making them laugh harder and harder and harder. And I'm I fucking love that. When I was in middle school, man, I used to literally say prayers to God, like saying, help me come up with funny ass jokes. Let me make people laugh today. And I stopped doing that and whatnot. It's like, I need to get on my fucking grind. I used to be funny as shit, man. Shit. And like, I still kind of am, but.
Yeah.
But not as much as I used to be. And like, if I can learn to feed off the energy of a crowd, if I can learn to, like, okay, they laughing, like, be confident. Like, you got this. They like what you want to hear. If I can master that, bro, I really think I could be fucking funny.
I believe you could, man. I've had some times where, like, I've made some jokes. Some of them were funny. Some of them were, like, nobody laughed. And you're like, I know that shit wasn't funny. But, like, I kind of continued the joke. Like, there was this one time at Thanksgiving. We were talking about something, and I said a joke, and no one laughed. But instead of, like, being awkward or anything, I kind of tried keeping it going. And then
they caught on.
I heard some giggles.
Double down. Like, dude, when I was in AIT for 2 fucking months straight. So when we'd sound off, and you'd literally just go, as loud as you could when the person with the flag, the guide on, would be running around to the front of the formation because they always have to be at the head of the element.
Yeah.
I just started screaming, Alvin! Like from Alvin and Chipmunk. I did that shit for fucking a month straight. And finally, and I kept on doing it, and finally someone heard me. And fucking like 4 people started cracking up laughing. I was like, hell yeah.
It's been worth consistently,
it. Worth
bro.
It. Fucking trying to drive that home, the joke home for fucking weeks, man. And it finally lands.
But, being on fucking, having stage fright, I think that's all. That's being scared of being judged.
Because
I've grown up being scared of what people judge. Like, I used to be scared of you guys being, like, judging me. Like,
yeah.
I used to be like, I'm like, ah, if I say this, you're going to judge me like that or like that. Yeah. And I think that was probably just anxiety thinking. Yeah. But now I'm like, ah, whatever, what the fuck?
Yeah, I especially used to get like that when I get high, bro. Like, I'd be like, damn, I'm dumb as shit right now. Can't fucking say anything. I sound like an idiot. I feel like when I do shrooms,
yeah,
or when I do acid, like, I get what comedians will microdose with that. Like, oh my gosh, when I did, here, I think I have a recording of it.
Really?
Oh, fuck! Whoa. Oh, man!
What, did you delete it?
No, well, yeah.
You deleted it?
When I was, when I got this new phone, I thought I switched everything over, and I probably logged into my iOS account or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was in my voice memos. I used to, like, not try to do podcast stuff, necessarily.
Yeah.
But I just fucking wanted to record, like, whatever we're saying, like, this shit's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think being a comedian, being able to stand up helps you a lot. Because, like, you can think of thoughts right there in the moment. But it also helps you, like, be more social. Because, like, you know you're funny. And, like, I think being able to crack jokes and being able to make someone smile really helps to open up the relationship. Instead of trying to do small talk or forcing a conversation like that.
Yeah, bro.
You can't find it. Can you find it?
It would take me a while.
It'd take you a while. This was almost an hour. It's 56.
You can edit now.
It's 4 minutes. So we almost gotta do that outro. I'll actually put the timer on so we can see. What time it closes at?
9:48, 57 minutes exactly. 57:02, 03.
Didn't we make a podcast while we were doing shrooms up in the cliff?
I think I did.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. I recorded this. I recorded all that stuff, bro.
We gotta check out that audio, man. Gotta check that out.
I used to do this thing as well, where it was. I titled them self-help or self-therapy one night, where I'd literally just be in my car and I just record myself just talking about like how I feel and whatnot.
Yeah.
Bro, I fucking cried over those voice memos. I could never show this to anyone.
Bro.
But like, that shit helped. Like, I'm like fucking screaming and crying like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Dude, that's good, bro. I honestly think like talking to yourself, like, and all that.
Here, let me actually.
That's way good, man. Here. Like, I always talk to myself.
Yeah, dude, I talk to myself all the fucking time. Like, the commentary is always going in your head.
Yeah.
Like, exactly, and that's.
And that's good. You know what I think is really tough to do? Is cry. But like,
crying is rare.
You need to cry, yeah, though. You need to let out those emotions. So crying's healthy for you.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. If crying makes you a pussy or anything, fuck that shit. That shit helps out.
Yeah, that you fucking need to cry sometimes.
You need to cry. You need to let out those. You can't fucking hold those up. That shit ain't good for you.
Yeah, bro.
That do be it, man. Just controlling your emotions. You gotta control your emotions. Like, I fucking in the gym, bro. I let all my fucking anger out in the gym, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I've been able to do, like, more heavy-ass weights.
Like, okay, one time. Sorry, it's kind of going back to the screaming and crying and whatnot.
Yeah.
There was one time where I hung out with an ex-girlfriend and her friends. I fucking hated her friends.
Yeah.
Except for Genevieve. Genevieve was fucking cool. We got along. I remember just fucking being so uncomfortable, man.
Really?
Just like pure anxiety.
Damn.
And I was like, hey, man, I have to go. And I drove home listening to fucking, not Pistol Made of Bones, what's that song called? It's by the fucking Arches, which has the lead singer of the Black Keys. But I wrote like 6 poems as soon as I got home. It was like I was up for like 2 hours just writing poetry.
Damn.
And I still kind of write poetry.
Yeah.
But not enough.
That's good. That's good, bro.
Yeah, I want to read you some of it because I want to share it with other people.
All right. This is about to end if you want to make another one.
It's okay. This one's called Shine.
Shine?
Because I'm in a room full of strangers. and I sit between a two-way mirror and a clique that doesn't see me. I'm with them. Welcome me. But I feel sick and they're just as tired and as far less tolerant as I am. Perhaps more. People pass me and puncture the skin. A hide so meaningless I forget to wear it. My soul's light. That awful piercing platinum. Splitting, it drinks every seam and crack it can escape from. Tight, dry hands try to hold the squirming eels. Tar and glitter is what it comes down to. That squirt, which I dread, with that spirit which I dread, is everything I wish I was. A concentrate of dreams I force myself awake from. I want airtight control. But I have rough rope and wild dogs. And damn. All I really need is to let go.
Damn, bro. That's a nice poem.
This one's probably my favorite. It's called New Mexico. Westbound towards the slumping horizon. Be my guest and think on it. Use whatever leftover meatloaf you inherited and think. Translate a lost language and you'll be graded on pronunciation. It's completely irrational and baseless. But in some contexts and lighting, I look good. Some moldy Rosetta Stone knows what I'm saying. He was born in a desert off I-15. His refurbished DeSoto reeks of newspapers. And he cries. He cries like I cry. From the same eyes and heart broken and bruised through a life that had no place for him. A birth that was Plan B. A life that was improv. A soul so kind because he knew no other way. That man, poor in spirit but rich in potential, knows who I am. Knows what I say. I claw and splinter my hands trying to get his attention. But his greatest flaw is he's just like me. He's the one to ask for directions. My bus is coming.
Damn, bro. You just poured your emotions into that?
Yeah.
Well.
They're all fucking cryptic and sad like that.
I'm glad you showed me those, bro.
Yeah.
Grateful for that.
I'm one of those things I'm proud of, you know? It's like, in the moment I was like, man, what the fuck am I doing, you know?
Yeah.
No one cares about this. I don't fucking care about this.
Yeah.
But then, it's been like a year and a half too, maybe, since I wrote that. And I'm like, damn, I need to write more poetry. Because I'm proud of the things I make. I'm proud of the fucking voice memos I've recorded.
Dude, that's some really good shit, bro.
There's nothing that makes me more proud than the things I've accomplished years after the fact. I'm so proud of myself for fucking going to the gym. I'm proud of myself for writing shitty ass raps the beginning of middle school. I'm proud that I fucking recorded those conversations, that I have these memories with my friends, you know? Yeah, I'm not proud of everything I've done, but I'm proud of the things I've created.
You're proud of that. That's good, bro. That's hella nice. That's good to be proud of everything you have.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're proud about that. I think that helps build your character. Like, you have something to look back to, like, absolutely. I did this.
Yeah, and I could show my kids, you know, not necessarily that, but it's like, hey, yeah, here's this fucking drawing I made in elementary school. Here's this, you know, little poem I wrote when I was fucking 14. Here's this little rap I wrote and whatnot. Here's this letter I wrote to your mom. You know, all these things you have to show for it. I've lived these lives. I thought these thoughts. I've been doing this shit since day fucking one. Crying my eyes out, screaming my eardrums till they're bleeding inside my head. I got something on paper I can show for it. I got something I can prove that I am a human being who has been living his life. However fucking war-torn that may be, however fucking difficult that may have been, I fucking did it. I joined the fucking army. I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna join the fucking FBI. I'm gonna catch pedophiles. I'm gonna catch serial killers. I'm gonna do that shit. That shit's gonna be branded on me. I'm gonna be fucking tatted up. I'm gonna be fucking ripped.
Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna be fucking a black belt. I'm gonna be fucking. I'm gonna be like, God damn straight. You better fucking record this because this shit's the life of a man
who fucking lived. Remember this shit.
Exactly. That's why I want to be fucking famous.
Leave that fucking legacy.
Oh shit, there's two people sitting right there.
You leave that legacy, bro. Is it really?
Yeah, look. That guy's got a checkered shirt on.
Damn. I gotta take a piss, so that kind of sucks.
We can go somewhere else.
Alright. That's hella dope, bro.
Yeah.
That's way awesome.
You gotta be
about your shit.
And, you know, I haven't really been about my shit as much as I should have been.
I think you've been pretty good about your shit, bro. You've been about that shit. That's awesome, bro.
can't see anything on the back windows.
So, we still have many years to come. That's crazy. We're
still young.
We're still fucking young.
And it's like, it's that's something really hard for me to remember. We're still like, so fucking it's like, damn, young. I'm still fucking 18. I turn 19 in a month.
You do? Oh, yeah. Don't we have the same birthday in the same month? It's February. Yeah, it's February.
When's your birthday?
It's the 7th.
Oh, mine's the fucking 21st.
Oh, yeah, exactly yeah. 2 weeks I remember after that. You. Yeah, bro. You gotta rent that fucking B&B, man. Airbnb, celebrate our birthdays.
Well, do you know what day of the week it is on? Is it on the fucking... Is it on a Saturday this year? I feel like it is.
My birthday or yours?
Well, I mean, they're on the same, like... Mine's exactly 2 weeks, so whatever day of the week yours is... Mine is too. You know, I'm gonna go through the fucking canyon. This is canyon type drive.
I just gotta fucking find someone to piss, that's it. Oh, yeah. The alcohol in the system.
Oh, yeah.
Something podcast. That last podcast, bro?